Please rise. Our text this morning is a portion of the Holy Gospel, which I'll read again for our hearing. The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, Son of God, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.'" Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Dearest brother and sister in Christ Jesus, books don't always begin by introducing the main character. As an example, the Gospel according to St. Luke begins with the announcement of the birth of John the Baptist. Jesus isn't mentioned until the 31st verse. Yet, the Gospel according to St. Mark is immediate, which, by the way, is a word that is often used by Mark, iotheos. Iotheos means immediate, right now. Mark doesn't waste any time. He tells us right up front, it's about Jesus. The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, Son of God. Mark is just the opposite of any academic paper that your pastor has ever written. Now, I don't know why, but professors, for some reason, always have this length requirement. I'm sure they've experienced it already. So therefore, papers are full of fluff and pretending to be saying something that's really, really thoughtful. Mark does not do that. Iotheos, right now, immediately, we're talking about the man. His name is Jesus, who is the Christ. He is the Anointed One. He is the Son of God. No fluff, no pretending. It shouldn't be too difficult for us to remember that Advent and Christmas is all about Jesus. But beginning in October, you've heard it and I have heard it. All the cliches and all the warm fuzzies, they began way back in October. Christmas is about being with the ones you love. Is that really Advent and Christmas? There's so much talk today about love and sharing and caring and singing and hugging and exchanging gifts. And it's just not TV or radio. It's also churches. We are the friendliest church. We are the best decorated church. We have the very best pastor. Or we have the best worship, which is true. So what draws you and me to Christmas and to Advent? Warm and fuzzies, cliches, or something like John's message this morning? It is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I will send my messenger before your face who will prepare your way, the voice of one calling in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.'" John appeared baptizing in the wilderness and preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Mark does not say John was sent to decorate a pine tree or to sing happy, sappy songs. It should be obvious to us that John did not shop at Target, since John was clothed with camel's hair and wore a leather belt around his waist and ate locusts and wild honey. Neither did he visit Burger King. John came as a prophet. John came as prophesied by Isaiah, as one who would come before Jesus and prepare the way for Jesus and point to Jesus as the Messiah. Now, you may remember that John is just 3 months older than Jesus, and his mission was to prepare the people for their Messiah. It's about Jesus. So what will be John's message today? His message would be the very same as it was 2,000 years ago. He preached a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. John would not tell you to make sure you spend Advent and Christmas with the ones you love. He would not tell you to behave because Santa Claus is coming to town. Rather, he would tell you, dear one, to repent. Repent of your sins and believe in the one whom he pointed to. Believe in Jesus as your Messiah. Even today, if we do Christmas and Advent the way that society does, there's still something missing, isn't there? I didn't have time to string all of my lights. I went too late this year, so therefore my tree isn't real. I didn't get the gift that I wanted. There was no snow, or there's not enough snow. Christmas is never perfect, since we, you and I, are never perfect. And admitting that we are not perfect is the correct way, the right way to begin Advent and Christmas. Our Lord's holy word is crystal clear that he is not satisfied with anything except perfection. God requires you to be holy, to be perfect. He wants you to be the perfect husband, the perfect wife, the perfect parent, the perfect child, the perfect student, the perfect Christian. He requires that you be perfectly loving, patient, kind, and generous in thought, word, and deed. Anything short of perfection is not good enough. And John the Baptist knew that he wasn't perfect. And he preached, saying, "After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to stoop down and untie." It's about Jesus. John knew, even though Isaiah pointed to John 700 years before the fact, to be a personal witness of the glory of Jesus, John knew that he was a sinner. We must recognize, dear one, we must recognize that we, that you and I are sinners. That's the first part of repentance, which was at the heart of John's message. And although it's very general, I'm a sinner, it's also very precise. You know your sin. I know my sin. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, you and I are led to confess all our sins to your and my merciful God. And then there is forgiveness, a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sin. The same God who demands perfection forgives you of all your sin. For the sake of Jesus, your Savior, your sins are washed away. The people that came out to John to receive God's forgiveness through baptism, they were receiving the very same forgiveness that you received at your baptism. And you receive it, dear one, every time that you hear God's forgiveness spoken to you. "I baptize you with water," John said, "but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." It is the Holy Spirit who creates faith in you and makes you God's child. Through faith, your sins are drowned and your life is cleansed. Connect it to the life of Jesus for eternity. You see, repentance means making a change. Literally, the word that is used by Mark means to change of mind. You change your mind. The Holy Spirit enables you to change your mind. That means having been forgiven of your impatience, you learn patience. Having been forgiven of your greed, you learn to be generous and to love your neighbor. You are changed from being a pleasure seeker to be pleasing to God, a God seeker. Yes, it's about Jesus. May your Christmas and Advent preparations be filled with more than just cliches and all the fluff. Being with family is good. A giving spirit is godly. Keeping those in your life is good and rewarding and must always be done. But by all means, dear one, stress during this Advent and Christmas season that it's about Jesus. I pray that you will focus your Advent and Christmas season and all the preparations on repentance, remembering the fact that there is an Advent and Christmas due to the corruption, the sin of all people, of all people. Jesus came to take away sin, and he would only do that by dying upon a bloody cross. The forgiveness and the freedom he has won for you is worth celebrating, much more worth celebrating than a man in a red suit or gifts under a tree or all the fluff of the season. Advent and Christmas is a time to rejoice. Rejoice that Jesus has come, the greater one, one greater than John the Baptist, greater than you and I. He has come and he is here. And he has come to bring you real meaning in your life today, especially in this special time of year. We now conclude by hearing the words of Isaiah. You heard them read to you from the Old Testament, but they're worth writing upon your heart and mind. Isaiah writes, "See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and his arm rules for him. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart." It's about Jesus. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.